The German dialect-speaking enclave of Sappada, or Plauden, lies in the north of the Piave Valley, at the far northeast end of the Veneto region and of the province of Belluno, wedged in between the Ladin cultural and linguistic areas of Comelico, part of the Veneto, and Carnia, which belongs to the Friuli region. The origins of Sappada date back to somewhere around the year 1000, when refugees, or more likely farmhands, from the Tyrol and Carinthia areas settled initially on the slopes of Monteferro, or Eisenberg, in order to exploit the mineral deposits there. The colonisation of the valley began with the development of 14 farmsteads, each of which gradually grew into a neighbourhood, or Haivilan. This is how the present-day Borgate took shape, with a further neighbourhood, Lerpa, joining the original 14 from the first decade of the 20th century onwards. There are no written documents attesting to the colony's Austrian roots, but oral testimonies speak clearly on the matter. A measure of legend and storytelling is of course intertwined with historical fact, but there is a great deal of evidence to demonstrate where Sappada's inhabitants originally hailed from, such as the language, a dialect very similar to Bavarian or Tyrolean, the customs and not least the architecture, in which wood is the predominant building material. It is to these origins that we will be paying particular attention as we take a stroll through Sappada Vecchia or Sappada Old Town. We ought to begin by saying that the mark of the old style traditions is evident practically everywhere in Sappada. The whole town is pervaded by a sort of magical, enchanted atmosphere in which the traditional appears to blend effortlessly with the modern. This is especially evident if we take a look at the recently constructed buildings in the town. In the last century, two major fires seriously damaged two of the neighbourhoods, the Bach or Poch in 1908 and Granvilla or Dorf in 1928, which together with Palu, Moss, make up the centre of Plauden. The flames destroyed many of the old wooden buildings, which survived in the northern area of the town, Pil, and in particular in the large stretch we're going to look at here, which covers the neighbourhoods of Mühlbach, or Milpa, Kottern, or Kottern, Hofe, or Hove, Fontana, or Prun, Kraten, or Kroten, Soravia, or Begar, Ecke, and Puiche. Our route will continue on towards Cima, Zepoden, and on the way back we will stop off in Kreta, which hosts the House Museum of Rural Civilization.